You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming again on another Tuesday. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Florida. Good morning to you that are listening by way of radio, whether it be in your car, your office, or your home. We say praise the Lord to you. I thank you for joining in with me today. We know that it's not by accident, but it is by divine appointment that you are here today. And we want you to come in and we want you to feast off of the word of the Lord today, because I believe that the Lord has a word for you, you and you. Again, you're not here by accident, but you're here by divine appointment. And we pray that something is said that will change your life. I believe that God is in the business of changing lives and delivering us up out of our situations. Good morning to you, hallelujah, that may be watching by way of Facebook. Good morning to you, you and you. Sending a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. Good morning to you. I love you, and I pray that the Lord is with you today, saying praise the Lord to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you as well. Glory be to God. It's just good to be in the land of the living. Amen. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Also sending a shout out to my wife, Minister Frieda Gray, who will catch this later. Good morning to you. I love you. Hallelujah. A powerful woman of God, a powerful prayer warrior, and I thank God for her today. Hallelujah. It's just good to be alive. It's just good to be in the land of the living one more time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank God for the service that we had on this past Sunday. The Lord just showed up and had his way. And again, as I tried to say on each week, come out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning worship begins around 11:40 to 11:45, somewhere in that area. And then on Tuesday, which is our Tuesday night Bible studies, coming in at 6 p.m. And then we have our youth services, which begin on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. as well. So pick a service, come out. And we come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus. We come for no other reason than to give him the glory and to give him the praise. Hallelujah. So we're getting ready to go into our word today, which can be found in Proverbs, a very familiar passage of scripture. And that is Proverbs chapter 3, verses number 5 and 6. Again, that is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Hallelujah. Many of you can quote this without actually going there, but we're going to read it anyway. And the scripture says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Glory be to God. Dear gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us, God, one more time to be able to come before you. And we thank you, God, for being so good to us today. God, we know that without you, we can do nothing. And we just thank you, Lord, for just blessing us to have this opportunity just one more time. And God, I'm asking God that you use me for these few moments to lift up your name, to give you glory, to give you praise. Lord, without you, I can do nothing. Without you, I am nothing. And so, Lord, I decrease so that you will increase. And God, I'm praying that this word will fall on somebody's heart and that it will take root and that they will be made stronger, wiser, and better. Oh, God, we thank you today. We give you glory. We give you praise. Remember the backslider. Oh, God, whom he or she may be, we're praying, Father, that they turn their hearts back to you. Remember those that are in the hospital, the jail cells, and the nursing homes. God, we're praying, Father, that you show up and know, let them know that you are God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we say thank you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. For those that are watching my Facebook, I'm having problems with my phone. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to turn it off because it is distracting me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And then we're getting ready to go into the Word of God. Hallelujah. I'm not sure what's wrong with my phone. It just keeps cutting in and cutting out, saying that it's not receiving a signal. So, but we declare that the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him today. Hallelujah. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. My thought today is, what are you trusting in? What are you trusting in? Are you trusting in your own ideas? Trusting in others' ideas? Trusting in drugs, alcohol, politicians? Are you trusting in your own reasoning? The scripture lets us know that cursed is the man that trusted in man. You see, we are unreliable. I think about people that, you know, I've never flown, I must admit, but I hope to one day get on a plane and fly. But just using a plane as an analogy, we trust in planes. We trust in cars, that they'll get us to our destination. We trust in the seat that we sit on. We trust in many things. There have been many things in my life that I have placed my trust in. There have been some things that I was waiting on, things that I needed to get in order for it to help me with other things. And I just knew that it was going to come on time. I felt it was going to be reliable, only to find that life happened. An error occurred. Something went wrong, which caused me to not receive what I thought without a shadow of doubt was going to come. Have you ever had people that let you down? Had you ever counted on someone only to find out that they would let you down? But can I tell somebody today? The scripture, trust in the Lord, because the Lord will not let you down. The Lord is the one constant that we can trust in. When all other things fail, when all other things let us down, when all other things pass away, we can still trust in God. Trust means a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. A firm belief in its reliability. As I just stated earlier, maybe the things that we build them to be infallible, but yet they're made by humans, and humans make mistakes. But the scripture says that God is not a man. Look at that. He's not a man, which means he's not human, that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. God is not like man. He doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't forget. Sometimes people, they say, I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to loan you this. I'm going to do that. And because they're human, they may forget. They may have every intention of doing what they said they were going to do, but because they're human, They forgot. But God never forgets. We can trust in the Lord. God, I'm talking to somebody today. God has promised you something. It has not come to pass yet. But can I tell you, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't fall away and faint. Because God's going to do just what he says he's going to do. He's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If God said it, he's going to do it. If he told you he's going to do it, you can trust that God's going to do it. God's not going to fail us. He's going to do just what he said he's going to do. He says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Not some, not part, but trust in him with all thine heart. The enemy wants to come and he wants to you to doubt God. He wants you to place obstacles. It wants to place obstacles in your way, distractions that will make you think that God's not going to do just what he says. But can I tell you today, God's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to deliver you. He's going to make a way out of no way. He's going to do it. Hallelujah. There's a script, there's a song that says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. See, I can depend on Jesus. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. See, we dare not put our trust on anything else, because anything else, everything else can fail us, but not God. He's not going to fail us. I know there may be times that we want to know, where is God? Come here, Job, and be a witness. Job doesn't know that he is going through troubles on purpose, because God has bragged on him. He's going through problems on purpose. It's just a setup, because God has chosen him. God has bragged on him. Can God brag on you? Because he knew the things that the enemy, the devil, was going to attack Job with was not going to cause Job to doubt God. Are our problems causing us to doubt God? Is what we're going through causing us to doubt God? Our troubles come to make us. Our troubles come to strengthen us. The scripture says in our patience, in our patience possess ye our souls. Glory be to God. Our patience is what gives us hope. The longer the wait, the bigger the blessing. Job went through all of that problem, all of that struggle, all of those problems. But at the end of what he had to go through, God gave him double for his trouble. I'm talking to somebody today. You've been going through and you've had people say the patience of Job. You've had the patience and you're wondering, when is this going all in? Job had everything that could happen, just about happened to him. But he held on trusting God. He said that all the days of my appointed time, I'm going to wait till my change come. Tell somebody to wait. I'm talking to somebody, wait. Hallelujah. David said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Another scripture says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings as with eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. See, it's going to be God that's going to give you the strength. See, we worry about what we don't have. Well, if I don't get this, I ain't going to have. I don't have this and I don't have that. I don't have this
and I don't have that. We worry about what we don't have. I preach from the scripture, hallelujah, there in the book of Acts, chapter 3, hallelujah, where Peter and John, they're going to the gate called Beautiful. And I talked about a man who was at a beautiful place, but he was in an ugly situation. Am I talking to somebody today? You may be in a beautiful home, but you might have an ugly marriage. You might have a beautiful car, beautiful house, but your bank account is ugly. You might have a beautiful marriage, but your health is ugly. The doctor is giving you a bad report. And it's easy to focus on what you don't have. But what we need to focus on is what we do have. And that's, we can put our trust in the Lord. When the doctors have given up on you, when they have said there is nothing else that they can do, you got to trust in the Lord. Whose report are you going to believe? The Lord said that by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are delivered. By his stripes we are set free. He says that in his name we can lay hands on the sick and they would recover. That's what his word said. We can trust the word of the Lord. The doctor, not saying that he may be wrong, may not say that what he sees, that what he sees is not correct. But look at here. You got to see it from God's standpoint. You got to see that you're healed. You got to put on your spiritual eyeglasses and see that I trust in the Lord. The Lord said that I'm healed. Whose report will you believe? The Lord said that we can speak those things that be not as though they were. We can trust in the Lord if we trust in him with all thine heart. And lean not to our own understanding. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to work it. Don't try to work it out on your own. Don't try to reason why you're going through what you're going through. Sometimes you just got to go through it and know that the Lord knows what's best for you. Sometimes the clouds may hang low and you can't even see what you're going through. But you got to trust the Lord that he shall direct thy path. Lean not to thine own understanding. Many people are trying to figure it out. But can I tell you this? Why are you trying to figure it out? God has already worked it out. He's already worked it out. I bring up Joseph. It's one of my favorite people in the Bible. Joseph had a dream that his brethren was going to bow before him. See, God has the details. He doesn't give us the details. And so one would have taken that. He could have taken that and tried to figure out how it was going to work out. He could have came up with all kind of concoctions and thought processes of how I'm going to get to the, how my brethren was going to bow to me. But God didn't give him the details. He didn't tell Joseph that his brothers was going to plot to kill him. He didn't tell Joseph that they were going to throw him in a pit. He didn't tell Joseph that his brothers were going to pretend to his father that some evil beast had killed him. He didn't know that he was going to have to take a ride to Egypt. And there he was sold into slavery and had to go to Egypt. God didn't tell him that he was going to have to go to Potiphar's house. And there he was going to be there, and then he was going to be lied on. He didn't tell him that then he was going to have to go to prison for 2 years. I mean, he was going to have to go to prison. He didn't tell him that he would interpret dreams and that he would be forgotten about for 2 years. He didn't tell him all the steps that was going to take place for him to get to the palace. He has this dream when he is 17 years old, but he does not get to the palace until he's about 30 years old. 13 years went by. He never gave him the detail. But one thing he could do, he could trust in the Lord. It was going to work out. It was going to work out in his favor. And we know how that when God blessed him, he blessed him. He blessed him in a mighty way that his brethren would come and they would have to bow before, because we know that there was a famine in the land. Famine in Canaan, and they had to come to Egypt to buy. They could only buy and sell. And there when they get his brother, and Israel sends his brethren to Egypt, not knowing that Joseph was there. And when they come, who do they have to bow before? They bow before Joseph. I'm talking to somebody. God has given you a promise. You can trust in him. I don't care how bad it looks. It looked bad for Joseph. He could have said, you know what, maybe I didn't dream this. Maybe that wasn't God that was telling me that. But it was. Sometimes the way that we go is not the way we thought we were going to go. That's why I said, lean not to thine own understanding. Don't try to figure out how it's going to happen. But just know that all things are working together for the good to them that love God and who are called according to his purpose. What you go through may not feel good, but it's going to work towards your good. It doesn't matter what the devil is doing to you. All that matters is if God is working for you. Can I have a help? Can somebody help me up in here? Help me, Holy Ghost. He says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You see, are you acknowledging God in your everyday life, your everyday situations? Are you leaving the big things up to God, but yet the little things you feel like you can do on your own? See, we're to acknowledge God in all thy ways. We're to trust him with every little bit of decision making that we have in our lives. You see, when we veer off on the wrong path, it doesn't start with, see, our steps, little here, little there, little here. They're little steps, but they're leading us down a path. And see, that next step you make, if you don't consult God, may lead you in a totally different direction, that different from what God would have you to go. So that's why we're to consult God in all of our ways. Acknowledge him in everything we do. If it's the little decision, Lord, show me, direct my path. Show me what should I do in this situation? See, we wait till we get into problems. We get deep in the problem, big problems. But see, if we had consulted God before it got to this problem, we could have went off into a different direction. Look at Abraham and Sarah. God gave them instruction, told them there's going to be a child that was born unto them. But they got impatient. They began to lean to their own understanding. They looked at their ages and said, we're too old for this. Maybe God meant for us to go outside. You know, maybe I needed to have a child through my handmaiden. And we know the problem that occurred after that. Hallelujah. Ishmael. They're having problems today. Hallelujah. Ishmael's brethren fighting with Isaac. Brethren. Having problems today. All because Abraham and Sarah made a bad decision. It still worked out, because God will take our bad decisions and still work them towards our good. Because that's why we can depend on God. Because there's nothing that we can do can divert the plans of God. We can maybe delay them, but God is going to take our mistakes and turn them towards his good. My God, what are you trusting in? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Don't try to figure it out. If there's something going on in your life you don't understand, and you've been praying to God and praying to God, I'm going to tell you, help is on the way. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. When you get up in the morning, acknowledge him. When you go to bed, acknowledge him. If you're making just a small decisions, where your kids should go to school with, go to school, stuff like that, small things, consult God. Consult him in the little thing. The Bible says, lets us know that it's the little fox that destroy the vine. It's the little things that we don't consult God with that ultimately will grow into bigger problems, because we didn't consult God in the beginning. In all thy ways acknowledge him,
and he shall direct thy path. See, when you allow God to direct your path, when you trust what God says to do, when God speaks to you, look, can I tell you something? He will speak to you. When you go to him in prayer, you get on your knees and you begin to pray to the Lord, he will speak to you. He will give you direction. He will give you guidance. Sometimes it may not be what you want to hear. But can I tell you, if you follow God's instruction, you'll get to where you want to go. You'll get to where he has desired you to go. See, we've got to be like Jesus and say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Because God knows what's best for us. He knows what we need. He knows what we need. We can't trust in our prime. Let me tell you, you can't trust in whether you're rich, you can't trust in your prominence. You can't trust in your prestige. You can't trust in your prosperity. Because all of that after a while may wane. But the word of God is from the beginning to the end. The word of God is going to be here when you're gone. He said that if any of my words pass away, see, this is how much we can trust the Lord. He said, if any of my words pass away, meaning if they don't come to pass, heaven and earth shall pass away also. But as I look outside, the earth is still there. The birds are still flying. The sun is still shining. The clouds are still in the air. There's breath, that there's oxygen still being circulated through the earth. See, we can trust in God because his word is from beginning to the end. It's from the foundations of the earth, the day that the earth began until the day he comes back and even beyond. We can trust in the Lord. What are you trusting in today? I submit to you, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So until next week, again, you be blessed, and may the Lord be with you. And join me again on next Tuesday at 11:30 a.m., and may the Lord be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week.
I remember when the choir would sing. Spilled for the world.